各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord be with you always.
有一次，小弟的女儿从学校回来，她这样说。
Once, my daughter returning from the school, to tell me.
她说 ，I hate school. 我很讨厌学校。
And she said, I hate school.
然后看到我们那家那只狗，她就开始讲，哇，这只狗好好命哦，它都不用上学。
And when she was looking at the dog and talking to the dog that, well, you know, this guy has a good life. He didn't have to go to school.
我就想到人生啊，其实常常有苦也有乐。
And that reminds me in our life, we do have bitterness and sweetness.
人生的苦，圣经上讲，有时候是并联的，就好像这个高速公路上啊，这个汽车并行，有时候喜乐跟哀愁呢，会一起临到我们。
So bitterness and sweetness are parallel.
有时候是这样，所以让我们身上讲没有办法想起身后的事情呢，会是怎么样的一个情形？我们以后的事情要发生什么样的情形
？So we do not know what's going to be happen in the future.
那有时候人生的苦乐像火车一样，它是一节接着一节来的。
So the bitterness and sweetness are also like a train joined together, just you know, coming one after another.
那今天想用圣经来谈一谈一则苦尽甘来的故事。
So therefore, I'd like to share with you a story from the Bible, sweetness after bitterness.
让我们在受苦当中都有这种喜乐的盼望。
So even when in bitterness, in suffering, we can still rejoice.
我们来看一下出埃及记第十五章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记十五章。
Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记主要是记载以色列百姓出埃及前几个月的生活。
The Exodus mainly records the first several months of the Israelites in the wilderness.
那这几个月当中呢，以色列百姓也充满了苦乐。
So during these several months, the Israelites had bitterness and also sweetness.
圣经上刚记载他们过红海那种高兴跳舞喜乐的样子。
The Bible recorded afterthey across the Red Sea, and how rejoiced they were.
但是再下来接着就是行旷野三天很辛苦的路程。
But continuously, they were in the wilderness for 3 days.
我们看一下出埃及记的第十五章二十二节。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 15, verse 22.
十五章二十二节。
Verse 22.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
我们都知道，行旷野路就是在走天国路的预表。
Walking the wilderness also typifies walking toward the heavenly kingdom.
也是今天我们基督徒一个生活的写照。
It's actually the life that we are in nowadays.
他们过了红海，他们就走在这个舒尔的旷野。
After they crossed the Red Sea, they were into the wilderness of Shur.
后来就走到逊的旷野。
And they went to Shun later on.
后来又走到西乃的旷野。
And later on, they approached the wilderness of Sinai.
一路都是简单辛苦的旷野路程。
It's just very simple, but very tough journey.
这个舒尔跟就是高墙的意思 ，high wall。那逊就是clay。就是泥土，那么西乃就是 throne 就是荆棘的意思。所以你看整一条路呢，跟红海比起来是比较高难走的路是一个泥土的路，不是青草地是一个荆棘的路所以一路上都是很痛苦的路。
So comparing across the prior to the Red Sea, so this journey was very tough, high, doesn't have the smooth land, full of thorn.
那圣经上又记载他们要走三天的路程，走了三天的路程。
So they spend 3 days of journey in the wilderness.
在旷野走三天的路程是神呼召摩西时候，吩咐摩西一定要要求法老让他们做到的一件事情。
This is actually the demand, the request from Moses to pleading to Pharaoh to allow them traveling in the wilderness for 3 days.
那摩西真的在法老面前也要求这样说, 啊, 神让我们出去走三天的路程。
Moses did request Pharaoh to allow them, but telling them that God wants us to be in the wilderness for 3 days.
为什么三天的路程这么重要呢?
Why these 3 days of journey so important?
因为我们发现到以色列百姓在埃及地住了450年之后, 其实他们都降华,坐华, 都快要像埃及人了。
After spending 450 years in the land of Egypt, they behave, the Israelites behave like the Egyptians.
所以我们看他们在旷野想到的宗教生活就是, 没有看到摩西就学习埃及人做金牛犊。
If they did not see Moses, they try to remember the old life in Egypt. For instance, they make the golden calf.
比如说他们虽然在旷野一直思考着 在埃及地，他们在弱锅旁边，怎么样吃那个埃及人的那里的生活？怎么样吃葱？怎么样吃那里的西瓜？
Even they in the wilderness, they keep on reminding or reminiscing the life, the food they had in Egypt.
我们都知道这个世界上原住民越来越少了。
There were less and less aboriginals on this earth.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为世界上的高等文化一直把低等文化把它给吃了。
And they were actually absorbed, so that the high civilization absorbed the low civilization.
所以你到夏威夷去啊, 真的几乎没有什么, 很少夏威夷人会讲夏威夷话了。
If you have been to Hawaii, there are not too many Hawaiian natives knows how to speak their native language fluently.
夏威夷的人啊, 他们原来主要的食物叫做 poi, 就是一种鱼头的姜, 哦。
The main food of Hawaii is called poi.
我问夏威的小朋友说，你们喜欢吃 poi 还是喜欢吃 McDonald?
So I asked the young Hawaiian children. I asked them, do you like to eat poi or McDonald's?
他们说当然是 McDonald's.
And they said, of course, McDonald's.
我写到说，他们原来那个文化饮食习惯，通通被高等文化给吃掉了。
So their food habits and the civilization is actually absorbed by the Western civilization.
所以同样的，因为埃及的文化太文明了。
Because the Egyptian civilization is too civilized.
以色列人的文化当时太落后了, 所以他们整个习性快要埃及化了。
So their living habits has been so Egyptian.
所以今天神呢也让我们呢, 今天信耶稣的人呢, 要离开这个世界, 要走三天的路程啊。
So the God also allowed us to depart from the secular world and spend 3 days in the wilderness.
这个不是说肉体上面我们要离开这个世界。
It doesn't mean that physically we have to depart from this world.
耶稣说我们不离开这个世界, 但是我们要胜过这个世界。
Jesus says that we do not leave this world, yet we have to overcome this world.
让我们 脚在城中, 却是过着不沾城的生活。
We are on this earth, yet we are not influenced by the secular world.
或者真的, 我们在湾区住久了, 常常不聚会啊, 思想没有一个改造啊, 你会觉得到说, 我们的思想跟世俗人根本没有什么不一样的。
So if we've been living in the Bay Area for too long, and our behavior of thought are no different from the common people.
因为这个湾区啊, 在几年前, 真的就是美国一个禁忌, 主要一个动脉的一个 推动的地方啊。
Actually, Bay Area was so prosperous, it influenced and impacted the economic development in the U.S.
我们在这边住久了, 如果不警醒, 不离开, 心灵不离开这个, 湾区三天啊, 我们很容易的就跟一般湾区人的生活想法一模一样。
So spiritually, if we are not away from Bay Area for 3 days, then we are no different from the common people.
所以我们呢, 无论思想、我们的行为、我们的居住环境，都是跟一般人、世界的人不一样的。And
we should differentiate ourselves from the secular people.
我们住的家里面呢，我们不要有那个世俗人那种很好的 cable， 把那些罪的东西呢引到我们家里面来。So
we shouldn't have a premium cable programs in order to bring in the secular influences.
我们应该把那个一般人家里有的吧台，把它改成一个读圣经的地方。
So we should convert our bar the bar table or the bar booth to a table of worship.
所谓的 entertainment room 一个娱乐的场所变成我们灵修的场所.
So entertainment room should become a room of spiritual cultivation.
我们的穿着跟世上的人不一样.
And even our clothing should be different from the secular people.
因为我们绝对不会去效法那个 Michael Jackson 那样的一种穿着.
We of course we do not try to follow the clothing of Michael Jackson.
或者我们真的会被同化掉了.
Otherwise would be no difference from the secular people.
最近我在网络上看到一篇文章.
Recently, I came across an article from internet.
它那个题目很吸引我. 它叫做这个 nail biting time for women. 它是说这个女人啊咬牙齿咬指甲的时间到了.
The title is the nail biting time for women.
我就想奇怪，你到底在讲什么？为什么女人要开始咬指甲呢？ 因为女人咬指甲表示很紧张了。
I wonder why why the author used this title. When a woman begins to bite to bite his nail, she must be very nervous.
这个女作家她就这样想，就这样讲啊。
So this author mentioned.
这一两年来呢，这个 conservative 保守主义抬头啊。
In these recent years, conservative becomes more popular.
所以很多人都是反堕胎 pro-life 不是 pro-choice 反堕胎，然后呢，就是反同性恋的这样的一个很多的这样的一个思想充斥我们的社会。
So in these recent years, there are thoughts. The thought, for instance, like the anti-abortions, the anti-homosexuality and lesbianism.
他说看到这些社会走向这个方向，他就开始咬他自己的牙齿了。
That's why when she noticed this world, this kind of trend in the society, then she started to bite her nail.
我们基督徒有我们的原则跟想法的。
As Christians, we have our principles and thoughts.
我们跟世界是不同流合污的。
We try to differentiate from the secular world.
所以我们这个旷野路并不代表我们在家里我们就很辛苦的过生活，而是我们的心灵已经提升了这个物质界的追求了。
So our mind should be uplifted beyond this materialistic world.
当他们走了三天的路呢，也找不到水喝。
They spent 3 days journeying in the wilderness, yet they found no water.
所以我们觉得很奇妙哦，为什么神让他的百姓辛苦到连三餐有时候都会出问题啊？
We might wonder why the Lord allowed the people in the wilderness, yet they have no food.
No water.
No water.
我们都知道人体啊，大概三分之二都是水分的。
We know our body consists about two-thirds of water.
如果10到15天不喝水啊，那个人可能会死掉的。
A person may die if after 10 to 15 days without any fluid.
所以最近那个 Terry Schiava 是不是？他不是没有插管子吗？他没有插管子，没有进水进食，13天他就过世了。
So recently we heard about Terry Schiava. If they put off the tube. For about ten days, she died.
所以一个人真的正常的人，如果13天不进水，大概就走了。那何况他们在旷野走3天的路程，没有水，阳光那么大，一定很辛苦的。
So a normal person without water may die 13 days later. Then how about the Israelites in the wilderness under the scorching sun and yet without any fluid?
所以我们常常想，信耶稣之后，不应该神这样子来对待我们才对啊。
Then we have the thought that how come the Lord treated us after the conversion?
其实啊，耶稣基督讲说呢，啊，我们在世上还是会遇到苦难的。
Jesus once mentioned that we still have sorrow on this earth.
我们呢，在祂里面会有平安。
And only we have peace in Him.
有时候我们会觉得慕道，我们很怕慕道者误会啦。
So sometimes we are afraid that the true seeker's friends might have a misunderstanding.
因为我们呢，在布道的时候常常讲信耶稣有多好啊。
Very often during the evangelical services, we listed all the good things to believe in Christ.
尤其在南加州布道啊，哦，那么布道者一到我们的停车场一看， 哇 ,Benz,Benz,BMW,BMW,Benz, 通通是这样的。
Especially in Southern California, during the evangelical services, the truth seekers noticed that our members drive luxury cars such as Mercedes-Benz or BMW.
他们想哇我来信这个神呢是不是我以后也可以跟他们开一样的车啊
?So they may have thought that, oh, if I become a Christian, I might also driving luxury cars, you know, like those members.
那其实不一定是这样子的。
This is not necessarily true.
有时候神有时候真的会让人经历一种苦难的环境。甚至让我们的肉体啊，让我们三天没有水喝。
So the Lord purposely let us go through the life of business just like the Israelites without fluid in the wilderness for 3 days.
当摩西在回想他们四十年这样一个旷野生活的时候，他做了三个结论。
So when Moses tried to recollect all those 40 years in the wilderness, and he made and conclusion.
神为什么让我们受苦呢？
And why did the Lord allow us to suffer?
首先他让我们知道，其实让我们知道人活着啊，不是单靠食物啊。
He knew, firstly, he tells people know that living on the earth, we don't just rely on the physical food.
是靠神口里所出的一切话。
It's to rely on the words of God.
有时候让你经过苦难，你就知道说，原来人有两个层次的一个生活，一个是物质层次的，一个是精神层次的。
So, after going through all these sufferings, man will finally realize that there are two different kinds of life.The spiritual life and the physical life.
有时候神把我们的物质层次拿高，我们的心灵、我们的精神反而更刚强了。
So sometimes the Lord purposely put us in suffering, so our spirituality can be uplifted.
啊，也告诉我们说，其实，在苦难当中呢，你看你四年、四十年当中，你鞋子没有穿破。
So in these 40 years,
脚也没有肿。
Yeah.Their shoes never wear out, and their feet were not swollen.
换句话说，告诉我们说的，在苦难当中，神的恩典一定是够我们用的。
So in suffering, even in deep sorrow, the grace of the Lord is always sufficient.
所以神让允许人经历这样的苦难。
So the Lord purposely allowed people to go through suffering.
我最近在读者文摘看到一篇报道，在访问Dory Parton， 他是
唱歌的。
他是美国的一个乡村歌手了。
Yeah. Recently, I read a report in Reader's Digest interviewing Doris Patton, and she was she is a country song singer.
然后呢，作者就记者就问他一个问题。
So the reporter asked her a question.
说听说你要写歌词的时候呢，你都把自己啊关到一个没有人到的地方，然后在那边进食啊。然后呢，再那祷告，然后再写歌这样子。
We heard that when you are writing new lyrics, you purposely hide yourself from the place and fasting and pray, then you start to write the new lyrics.
那这个 Dory 他就这样回答。
So in reply, Dory said that.
他说他的姑姑呢，其实是一位传道人。
Her aunt was actually an evangelist.
说他们那个以前啊，他们帮人家病人祷告的时候呢，常常要禁食两三天呢。
So very often when she prayed for the sick person, she fasted for a couple of days.
他说他的姑姑如果来了一个很主要的一个聚会的时候呢，他也都要禁食。
So when she was going to conduct a very important service, she also fasted.
他就要说禁食让你的心啊可以洁净。
So she learned that fasting will make a person, will purify the heart of a person.
让你跟那个神可以更亲近啊。
So you can draw even closer to God.
你可以能够把那个那些比较清净的、清明的那些想法展示在你的工作当中啊。
So you can put, then you may be able to write down and to work with a very clear and concise mind.
我在想哦，连不是我们真教会的信徒啊，他们有时候把自己的肉体啊逼到一个极境。
These are non-true Jesus Church members, yet they try to work so hard and put themselves and put themselves in this such kind of environment.
所以有时候神让我们受苦，也是把我们的肉体逼到一个极境啊。
So the Lord purposely allow us to suffer and put us into extreme.
让我们的心灵更强壮起来。
So we can be stronger spiritually.
我们看十五章。出埃及记十五章二十三节。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记十五章二十三节。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 23.
到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫马拉。他们走了三天的路程，没有水喝，最后终于找到水了。
十五章二十三节。
出埃及记十五章二十三节。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 23. 23. So when they came to Marah, they couldn't drink the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah.
那个哦，有时候看不到就算了，看不到水不能喝就算了，看得到喝不到哦，那更痛苦呢。
If you didn't see the water, perhaps it's okay. And yet, when you saw the water and it's not drinkable, it's really the pain.
所以有时候神真的是很有趣啦。 有时候当你这个三天没有水已经够辛苦了，再来有盼望了，结果还是苦的啊。
Sometimes we just wonder, the people have no water for 3 days, yet they found the water and couldn't be drink, and couldn't drink the water.
到底苦对我们人生到底还有什么其他的好处呢？为什么神对人要这样做呢？
So what are the other advantages of bitterness?
我在想，圣经给我们再提供四个答案哦。
The Bible provides us four answers.
其实这是事实的，就是人在受苦当中呢，比较肯来亲近神。These
are the facts. If a man is in suffering or in bitterness, they will draw near God.
我们看诗篇的63篇第一节。Let's
refer to the scroll of Psalm.
诗篇63篇第一节。Psalm
63, verse 1.
63篇第一节。Psalm
63, verse 1.
63:1。神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。作者一再表示出那种恳切追求神的一个想法。The
author tried to describe his desires seeking for God.
尤其在干旱、疲乏、无水的地方，他恳求神，他追寻神。
Especially in the dry and thirsty land, he longs for God.
真的，在台湾的921，美国的911之后呢，这个教堂突然之间很多人都坐满了。
Actually, after September 11, there are more people attending churches.
真的，现在很多主流教会啊，一去啊，会堂都是空的。
Actually, there are a lot of mainstream churches are weakened.
那我们教的信徒也是一样啊。By
the same token.
真的，我们常常在受苦之后呢，才会觉得我更需要寻求神了。So
after going through a suffering of bitterness, and he will realize that he needs God more.
那人生哦，有时候只有在苦难当中呢，才能够找到自己要学习的课程。
So a person will always live in trials or tribulation. Then he will learn the lessons from the trials and tribulations.
每个人都有不同的功课要学。Everybody
has a different lesson to learn.
但是当我们受苦当中，神就把我们当学的功课教导我们了。So
God teaches us through suffering.
我们看以赛亚书30:20。Let's
refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书30:20。Chapter
30.
30:20, 21节。
Chapter 30, verse 21.
这是我们常常念的一个经文，很感动我们的经文。This
verse impressed us a lot.
30:20, 21节。
Isaiah chapter 30, 21节。
20:21.
Verse 20 and 21.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。21节。21。你或向左，或向右。 你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。真的，在苦难当中，你会找到你的教师。Is
it true that when in suffering will you find our teachers?
你应该这样做，你应该那样做。这信耶稣，这个来聚会啊，听道理，这是正路。你现在做的持守正义对的事情，这是正路，你要走在上面。And
you will turn to the right track, and all these teachers will teach you what to do and how to do correctly.
小弟有一个想法，不晓得对不对。
I have a thought. I don't know whether it's right or wrong.
我常常觉得哦，一般我们听到没有受苦，都是用耳朵听的。
A lot of times when I listen to the sermon without have any personal sufferings, we just merely listening.
但是呢，真的受苦的人哦，他不只是用耳朵听哦，他是用心在听。
A person who suffers will actually use his heart to listen.
他要知道神到底这个时候要给他学习到什么东西。He
wants to find out what God tries to let him learning from.
有一次我在读者文摘看到一篇文章。Again,
I read another articles from Reader's Digest.
有一个主治医师正在跟一个病人躺在床上的病人在那边做记录啊，谈话。
A doctor had a conversation with his patients.
那突然之间，一个麻醉师啊，就伸他的头进来跟那个病人讲话。
So a anesthesia doctors came in and tell the patients.
他说 ，Now it's my time to put you to sleep. 现在是轮到我让你睡觉的时候。
Oh, now it's my time to put you to sleep.
那个主治医师就很摸不着头，到底怎么回事啊？为什么那个麻醉师进来会跟你特别跟你讲这句话
？And this and the other doctor wonders why why these doctors anesthetists make such a statement.
那个病人就跟主治医师这样回答。
So imply the patients told the anesthetic doctor.
我是他的牧师了哦。
I am his pastor.
平常都是我让他睡觉，现在轮到他让我睡觉了。
I always try to put him to sleep. Now it's his turn to put me to sleep.
真的，在受苦当中啊，人常常会用心听啊。Actually,
a lot of times when we are suffering, we will pay attention to the sermon.
那我们在受苦当中，其实我们才神才让我们知道呢，真的神绝对不会离开我们的。So
in suffering, we truly learn that the Lord will never depart from us.
我们常常听很多的道理呀。
We may listen to a lot of sermons.
道理常常成为一种理论在我们的心中呢。
In most cases, all the sermons are theory in our mind.
但是经过受苦之后，你会知道，原来很多道理在你生命当中成为一个很实实在在的东西啊。
So after going through the sufferings and pain, all these sermons become very, very practical.
我们看以赛亚书的41章17节到20节。
Let's refer again to Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书47章41章17节到21节。
Chapter 41.
41章17节到21节。
Verse 17 through 21.
41章17节
Chapter 41, verse 17
困苦穷乏人寻求水却没有他们因口渴舌头干燥我主必应允他们我以色列的神必不离开他们 18节
18
我必在近光的高处开江河在谷中开泉源我要使沙漠变为水池 使甘地变为涌泉 19节
19.
我要在旷野种上香柏树皂荚树番石榴树和野橄榄树我在沙漠要把松树杉树并房梁树一同栽种 20节
20.
好叫人看见知道思想明白这是神的手所做的是以色列圣者所造的 当我们经历的苦难，没有水喝，像好像经历没有水喝的沙漠的时候
，When we have no water, just like in the wilderness or in the desert，
那突然之间你会知道，什么神在这个不可能的旷野当中呢，也种了青翠的常青树了。
And yet you notice that the Lord planted the evergreen tree in wilderness，
让这个不可能的高处旷野，让这个泉源涌流出来。 成为河流，让我们有水可以喝了。
And we also notice, the Lord opened rivers in desolate heights.
我们以前常常只有听到这样的道理啊。
A lot of time we just simply listen to this kind of sermon.
但是我们自己经历过了。But
after we personally went through all of this.
20节用四个动词来形容我们的感受。And
verse 20 uses a verb to describe our feeling.
For verb, 他说我们看见就知道。 我们自己眼睛看见，我们也知道原来怎么回事了。
So the verse 20 is four verbs to describe that see, know, consider.
那我们也可以思想，然后就明白了。
Consider and understand.
原来呀，真的神是不离弃人的。The
Lord will not the Lord will not forsake man.
原来什么生命都没有的一个地方，很困苦的一个地方，神却让那个地方成为一个绿洲啊。
It seems that we live in a lifeless place, yet God creates oasis.
所以神不会离开我们呢。The
Lord will not depart from us.
那这样子，当我们受苦呢，我们就知道原来受苦的目的是为了让我们得平安。So
suffering, the purpose of suffering is for us to gain peace.
这我们很难了解，为什么受苦是让我受苦，怎么让我得平安呢？
It is very hard for us to comprehend why suffering make us to gain peace.
我们看以赛亚书38章17节。Let's
read Isaiah chapter
38. 38章17节。
Verse 17.
看哪，我受大苦。 本为使我得平安，因你爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑。因为你将我一切的罪扔在背后，原来人受苦啊，就会远离罪啊。So
when a person suffers and he will be away from sin.
远离罪，人的灵魂就大有平安呢。
Then his soul will have peace.
所以受苦不是为了害我们的。
So suffering doesn't, the purpose of suffering is not to harm us,
to hurt us. It's, it's
for the uplift of our spirituality so we can gain true peace.
三天没有水, 走到马拉, 还是没有水喝。
So 3 days without water, even they came to Mara, the water is not drinkable.
所以他们把那个地方叫马拉, 马拉就是苦的意思, 好苦,
so they call the place Mara, which means bitterness.
那他们在苦中到底有什么样的反应呢?
So what are the reactions of Israelites in bitterness?
我们今天受苦应该怎么样反应呢?
So how shall we respond or react to bitterness?
我们看出埃及记15章,
let's refer to Exodus chapter 15,
24节,
verse 24.
15章 24节,
Exodus chapter 15, verse 24.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说, 我们喝什么呢?
And the people murmurs against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?"
真的啊, 人在受苦当中, 第一个很自然的反应就是, 哎呀, 神啊, 你为什么这样待我呢?
Of course, when the person is in suffering, he will grumble and complain to the Lord, "Why do you treat me in such a way?"
我是一个好的基督徒啊, 我常常聚会啊, 我常常奉献啊, 为什么苦难还会临到我身上呢?
I'm a good Christian, I attend services, I'm a regular church goer, I contribute. How come I still suffer?
我们常常会有一种抱怨的心态,
and we like to complain or grumble.
啊, 当我们灵性还婴孩的时候, 啊, 抱怨啊, 神都不说话的。
Well, we are still an infant. The Lord will not do anything from our complaints.
这里的抱怨呢？你看神一句话都没有讲。你 这个书中的24节，这里的抱怨是以色列出埃及的第二次的抱怨呢。
This is the second complaint of Israelites after they departed from Egypt. God didn't say a word.
就好像一个小朋友，他受到苦，他哇哇叫。 这个妈妈是可以了解的。
So just like a young child, a young kid, has some sufferings, he cry out loudly, the mother understands.
但是我们要小心，就是这个抱怨一次两次可以了，但是我们一直下去，有时候会成为习惯了。
If a person has become a habit, keep on making grievances or complaints all the time.
到最后，神可能就不高兴了。
And finally, this will displease God. Let's refer to Numbers.
民数记14章26节到30节。
Numbers chapter 14.
26节到30节。
Verse 26 to 30.
14章26节到30节。
Verse 26 to 30 of Numbers chapter 14.
神对摩西和亚伦说，27节。27. 这恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？ 以色列向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。28节。你们告诉他们，主说：“我指着我的永生启示，我必照你们达到我耳中的话，带你们。”29节。29。你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间防备属点从20岁以外向我发怨言的，30节，必得进我所启示，叫你们住的那地。好，我们到这里。刚开始是神可以理解，神会忍耐的。
In the beginnings, the Lord will tolerate the murmurs in order for us to grow, the God was silent.
但是神说，我向他们忍耐要到什么时候呢？
And but the Lord said that how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who murmur against me?
在其他地方，神跟以色列百姓讲说，你们试探我十次，十次之久，神每次都知道的。
And the Israelites tried to test God 10 times, and He knew it.
所以今天呢，我们真的要进步。So
we have to make a progress. We should try to make an advancement.
我们也注意到说呢，已经长大20岁了，你已经经历这么多事情了，你已经成年了，所以你20岁这样，你应该懂得了。Now
you are an adult. You should know all these things. You should be more mature.
所以当我们信仰当中过了一段时间呢，我们要做一个属灵成长的人。So
after we've been Christians for a while, and we should be mature enough.
我们又看到，其实他们在旷野抱怨，仔细看，他们都是跟摩西跟亚伦在抱怨。
If we take a look at all these murmurings, they complain to Moses and Aaron.
但是当他们跟摩西跟亚伦抱怨，事实上神说，其实就是跟神在抱怨了。They
are actually a murmur to the Lord.
所以其实今天我们有苦可以跟神讲，没有问题。We
can tell of suffering to the Lord.
我们跟神哭，跟神撒娇，跟神说一些我们失望的话，我想神都可以。
We cry out to the Lord, and I think the Lord will sympathize us, and He has mercy on us. He understands our suffering.
但是很重要的啦，我们在人面前我们要谨守。
But in front of man, we should be more alert.
跟神的工人啊，抱怨啊，其实啊，这边因为他们是代表神啊。 这边神就提到说，他们是跟我抱怨人呐。
And they, when they murmurs against Moses or Aaron, they are actually murmurs against God.
所以啊，这是以色列百姓的反应啊。
This is the reactions of Israelites.
那摩西的反应又是什么呢？
And then, so what are the reactions of Moses to all this suffering? Let's refer to Exodus chapter 15.
15章的24节。
Verse 24.
15章24节。
Exodus chapter 15, verse 24.
百姓向摩西发怨言说：“我们喝什么呢？” 25节。
25.
摩西呼求神，很重要，在我们受苦当中啊，其实摩西也是三天没有水喝了。Actually,
Moses has no water for 3 days.
他也是遇到了这个马拉水苦的环境。He also
came across the same situation, Mara. The water of bitterness.
但是他的回应是呼求神了。But
his reaction, his response was to cry out to the Lord.
这是我们应当这样做的了。
This is the attitude that we should have.
我们看诗篇的34篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 34.
诗篇34篇。
Psalm 34.
17节到20节。
Verse 17.
34篇17节到20节。
To 20. Psalm 34, verse 17.
一人呼求主听见了，便救他们脱离一切患难。18节。18。主靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。19节。19。一人多有苦难，但神救他脱离这一切。20节。20。又保全他一生的骨头，连一根也不折断。 这么提到，一人多有苦难，是的，我们还是会有苦难的。The Bible says
that many are the afflictions of the righteous.
但是因为他们呼求神，神也会听见，会救他们的。Because
they cry out loud to the Lord, and the Lord will deliver them.
重要的，我们要学这些义人，要能够做一个灵性痛悔的人呐，能够做一个心灵忧伤、灵性痛悔的人。So
we should be like those righteous, stated in the Bible, who have a broken heart and also have a contrite spirit.
所以我们在困难当中，圣经上叫我们要思想。So
when we are in affliction, we should meditate.
到底神要我学什么功课呢？
So what did God allow me to learn from?
如果我们都没有错，我们要感谢。
If we make no mistakes, we should be thankful.
因为神要让我们在他身上得到荣耀。
Because God wants us to glorify His name.
所以我们要懂得思考。
So we ought to meditate and ponder over.
有一次我在读者文摘看了一篇文章。
Again, I read another article from Reader's Digest.
他说有一个四岁的小朋友跟爸爸在洗手间刷牙。
That's a four-year-old kid brushing his teeth with the father in the bathroom.
那这个刷一刷，他不小心把牙刷呢就掉到马桶里面去了。
Accidentally, he dropped his toothbrush in the bowl.
那个爸爸说啊，那个牙刷哦，要把它丢掉了，那上面太多。
So the father said, oh, let's throw away the brush. There are too many germs.
这个四岁的孩子啊，想了大概一分钟啊。
So the four-year-old child thought over for about a minute.
那他跟爸爸这样讲啊。
So he told the father.
爸爸，那这样子你要把你那个嘴上那个牙刷也要把它丢掉。
And he told the father that then you should also throw away your toothbrush.
那为什么呢？
Why?
因为上礼拜哈，我不小心也把你的牙刷掉到马桶里面去了。
Because last week I also dropped your toothbrush into the bowl.
那我们就看到这个四岁的小朋友呢，他对他学习到的道理呢，他很懂得再去思考应用。
He knows how to think over and apply.
所以今天我们有事情发生在我们上面啊，我们要懂得去思考。So when
anything happens on earth, we should also learn how to think over.
神不会忍心让我们一直受苦的啦。The
Lord will never allow us to continue to suffer forever.
真的，苦尽呢会甘来呀。So
there's always a sweetness after bitterness.
我们看出埃及记的15章。Let's
refer again to Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及15章，他们怎么样从苦境转回呢？
And how did they turn from bitterness into sweetness?
15章的 25节。
Verse 25。
摩西呼求神，神只是他一棵树，把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。神啊，这边提到说，他们第一件事情就是把一棵树丢在水。就在这个苦的水里面了。
So first thing they did was to cast a tree into the waters.
那个水就变甜了。
The waters were made sweet.
真的，今天让我们感受到甘甜的第一个最重要的因素，就是因为有十字架的救恩临到我们的生命啊。
The first thing we experience the sweetness is the cross of salvation.
昨天有一个慕道朋友问我们说，耶稣是好人啊。为什么好人 会被钉在十字架上面呢？
A true seeker friend asked us a question. Since Jesus was such a good man, why was he crucified on the cross?
这是真的是很好的问题啊。
This is indeed a good question.
为了我们他才被丢在这个啊被钉在十字架上面的。
It was because of our sins Jesus Christ was crucified.
当很多人想到耶稣怎么样爱我们，在比较自己的苦。他心中就有一股甘甜临到心中了。
So when a person tries to compare the suffering of Jesus Christ and with his own life, then he will be able to visualize and enjoy the sweetness from bitterness.
我听到一位同工讲一个故事。
Once a coworker told me a story.
他说我们教会有一个老弟兄啊，他身上生病哦，有很多的这个疮在他身上。
That was an elderly brother who has a lot of blisters on his body.
啊，以前也没有什么好的医药，所以他身上就贴那个狗皮药膏啊。
Oh, and he back then doesn't have a lot of good medications for him to put on.
然后医生来换尿的时候，就把那个狗皮药膏从他身上把它撕下来啊。
Oh, then the doctor removed some kind of ointments from his body.
啊，一撕的时候他就。会叫哦，哦，就是会痛嘛，哦。
Because it will due to the pains and he will groan.
啊，然后后来他又掉眼泪啊。
And he started to shed tears.
啊，那个一个同龄在旁边就问他说：“婆婆啊，你是痛吗？为什么那么痛吗？那么痛吗？为什么你会这样掉眼泪呢？”
Another member asked him, "Why do you cry? Was it because of the pain?"
他说啊，其实我掉眼泪不是因为我身上这个痛了。
He said, actually, I shed tears not because of the pain.
他说我光一个疮哦，那这样子撕就这么痛，我就想起当耶稣让我们为我们被钉十字架的时候，他那个痛到底多痛，真的我们很难想象。
Actually, mine is a very small blister. Yet, I can suffer the pain. How about Jesus Christ suffering on the cross?
啊，这样子他的心中就得到啊，主耶稣的那种爱临到他心中，他心里就有一股暖流的那心间，那个感动啊啊那种感动到眼泪就掉出来了。
Since he had this kind of thought and peace in the mind, he started to shed tears. He was so moved by Jesus, by the love of Jesus.
真的，耶稣的救恩啊！在我们生命当中成为我们心中的一个甘甜啊。
So the salvation of Jesus Christ has become sweetness in our life.
我们再看26节。15章26节。
Let's continue to read chapter 15 verse 26.
出埃及记15章26节。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 26.
我们从25节开始读哈。
Verse 25.
摩西呼求神，神只是他一棵树，把他树丢在水里，水就变甜了。神在那里为他们定了立例典章，在那里试验他们。二十六节又说，我若留意听主，又说你若留意听神主你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，谨守我一切的例例，我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我主是医治你的。我们生命呢会有甜美啊，另外一个原因就是因为有神的话语在我们生命当中。
Another reason we experience sweetness in our life is that we have the word of God in our mind.
在当时他们最害怕的就是埃及人的病。
What they are really afraid of was the diseases of Israel, of the Egyptians.
埃及的病是一种皮肤的病。
Some kind of a skin disease.
神说呢，如果你遵守我现在给你吩咐的这些律例典章，我教给你们这些律例典章呢，爱心的并不会临到你们身上，你们生命当中会有比较甜美的生活。
If you keep all my commands and statutes, then you will not suffer from the Egyptians' disease.
因为神的律例典章当中呢，教他们要怎么样吃东西啦。
Because the commandments of the statutes of God, part of the his statutes are to teach them how to eat, how to consume the right food.
所以他们肉体就会少受一些痛苦。
So the physical body will suffer less.
那另外一个当然是神的，其实神的话本身就是我们的甜蜜。
The words of God are so sweet.
以西结书了，以西结在谈到神让他把书卷给吃进去了。
So Prophet Ezekiel described the Lord asked him to swallow the scroll.
他一吃进去，觉得心中充满了甜蜜啊。
He felt his heart is so sweet.
真的，今天我们很多做爸爸的啊，有一个感觉就是，当我们的小朋友没有宗教的熏陶，没有圣经的话语啊，不晓得怎么样继续教我们的孩子。
As a father, we may have the experience that if our children are not educated by the religions, we don't know how to teach them.
有个小朋友，他从学生灵会回家的时候
，a child on his way back from the student spiritual convocation.
他的房间有一个白板呢。
That's a whiteboard in his room.
他这个孩子呢，就在白板上面画一棵树。
So on this whiteboard, he drew a tree.
那上面呢就画了很多的果子啊。
With a lot of fruits.
那个爸爸看得很安慰啊。
So the father was so comforted when looking at that picture.
因为他知道这个女儿画这棵树的意思是什么。
He understands why his daughter drew such a picture.
因为他学到了要人啊，要像树一样，要结出很多圣灵的果子来。
She learned that a person should like this tree bearing a lot of spiritual fruit.
要有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善各样甜美的个性。
Has a peace and love and all this good characters or good merits.
所以那段时间啊，那个爸爸就发现到那个女儿啊，早上起来会帮忙做早餐，也很有礼貌。那段时间发现到她真的有进步啊。
Father also noticed that in the morning, the daughter will help to make a breakfast, very courteous, and she made a significant improvement.
所以你看，去那个学生灵会，神的话语给他一个心中的改变，带给他的家里面啊一种甜蜜的家庭啊。
So the student spiritual convocation changed her, and she indeed brought sweetness. Into the family.
所以今天神的话真的带给人会有甜蜜的一个结果。
So the words of God will give us a sweet result.
所以神不是不甘愿人一直受苦下去的。
The Lord will not allow the person to continue suffering.
所以神给我们救恩。
So the Lord give us the salvation.
神给我们话语的安慰。
Give us comfort.
带他们到可安歇的水边呢。
And bring them to the water of peace.
我们看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
出埃及记十五章二十七节。
Exodus chapter 15, verse 27.
他们到了以林，以林就是棕，是 palm tree 的意思，因为那里有七十棵棕树了啊。
They came to Elim, which means a palm tree.
在那里有十二股水泉，七十棵棕树。
There were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees.
他们就在那里的水边安营了。
So they came there by the waters.
感谢主啊，他们从那个苦水可以喝的水，再走到一个那个清泉啊，那个是泉水啊，很清凉甘甜的水啊。
So they continue to walk from the water of bitterness and coming to Elim, where there were 12 pure and clean well waters.
从那个高地、泥土地、荆棘地，神给他们这里有七十棵棕树，有一个阴凉的。绿洲在这里啊，可以好好的休息。
From the highland, the muddy road, and the land of thorns, now they arrive, of very nice, oasis.
真的，圣上所说的不会错啊。我们虽然走过死荫的幽谷呢，神啊，要安慰我们呢，要再次的领我们到可安歇的水边。
We walk through the valley of death, and He will bring us to the water of peace.
耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的人可以到我这里来。
Those who carry heavy burden may come to the Lord.
我要让你们得到安息。
And I will give you peace.
圣经上说，一宿虽然有哭泣。一宿虽然有哭泣，一晚上虽然有哭泣。
In one night, you may cry.
早上起来要喜乐欢呼啊。
But in the morning, you will rejoice.
所以 主耶稣不甘愿我们受苦。
So、the Lord will not allow us to continue suffer.
苦跟甘甜常常是人生的一种循环。
Bitterness and sweetness always cycle around.
有时候像火车一样，一辆接着一辆来。
Just like a trailer cars coming from one another.
有时候苦跟乐像高速公路上的汽车，有时候是并行的，让我们不知道身后会发生什么事情。
Bitterness and sweetness may like the cars in peril, not knowing what is going to happen next.
所以让我们对主耶稣有信心。
So we must have faith in the Lord.
我们知道小朋友虽然不喜欢上学。
A child may not 去学校了。A child may not like to go to school.
下次你听到小朋友说 I hate school.
Next time when you heard a child tells you that I hate school.
我们可以把这段的经文来跟他分享。
Then we may share this verse with them.
苦尽会甘来。
That's the sweetness after bitterness.
我们起来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。